This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So we got about another hour left to answer some of your gardening questions. And it is Memorial Day weekend. And I just like to reiterate, on Memorial Day, we celebrate those who have lost their lives to keep us safe and protected for all these years. You know, this is originally a holiday called Decoration Day, brought to us by General John Logan during the Civil War to honor those fallen soldiers. Started way back in 1868. It was actually not formed as Memorial Day until 1971, where Congress actually passed an act declaring it a national holiday. So, that same year, that's when Memorial Day was moved to the last Monday in May. The reason behind that is it will enable families who live some distance apart to spend more time together, celebrating those that have protected us and died in battle. So it is something that we kind of take for granted. We look at it, oh, three-day holiday, three-day weekend, right? But we should remember why we have it. You know, Memorial Day, you'll always see poppies, right? Poppies are symbolic of that Memorial Day tradition. And this really comes from a poem in Flanders Field, written by John McCrae. The images from it, you know, are red poppies scattered throughout cross-shaped grave markers. So that's where it's become symbolic, why the poppy has something to do with Memorial Day. Again, this is a day to remember those who died protecting our freedoms, protecting us and keeping us safe, allowing us to do what we do these days. So, enjoy the weekend, but still remember those that we lost fighting for our freedoms that we have today. So I just like to make sure everybody remembers what that is, because we just talk so much about, oh, have a great weekend, a three-day weekend, when that's the real meaning behind it. It's not just the unofficial beginning of summer. This is something that we, remember those who came before us to protect us. So before the break, I was talking in regards to what things we can be doing to protect our plants going forward with all the rain that's happening and the heat that's going to happen with humidity, etc. we're going to need to look at doing some preemptive type sprays. Some things along the line, like if you're looking at your lawn, it usually will have like red thread going forward because of the rain and then the humidity. Using a product called Infuse from Bonide. Using that product in a granular form or a liquid form and spraying it or spreading it over the lawn now so that it can help prevent some of these things. In the future, I want you to remember about the time that red thread started hitting the lawn. It's usually around now, the next couple weeks. And use that same product as a preventative versus a curative. Now, a lot of products, when it's a curative, we need to use more. Whereas preventative, we don't have to use as much. So, if you're looking to not use as many chemicals in the lawn or things like that where you're worried or you don't want to use too much, well then let's prevent these diseases from happening. We know that we're always going to get some rain followed by humidity around this time of year. So think about it. Let's prevent it. Now moving on to your vegetables. We talked early this morning, first thing, about your tomatoes. Tomatoes hate being watered overhead. They hate the humidity like this. So what can we do? We can thin some of those leaves out on the bottom. Almost make it like a lollipop form. Thin out those leaves to allow airflow to go through. And allow when the rain happens, it can dry out a little bit easier. Remember to always water tomatoes from the base. Don't water over the top, because that opens up the possibility for diseases, etc. So definitely these are some things we can do. If you know that it has some black spots or spots like that, using products like copper fungicide on your veggies, like your tomatoes, your peppers, those types, that will help prevent some of the diseases from hitting, prevent some of the fungus from growing. Now, you know, let's talk about some of your roses. Roses are one that hate overhead watering. So rain like this, you're most likely expecting to have some black spots on there, having some issues with the roses themselves. There are products out there that we can use to help prevent this. You know, there's a Rose RX Drench from Bonide. It's a systemic where you take it, you put it into a watering can, the amount that they tell you to on the back, and then water it into the plant. It translocates through the plant so it absorbs into the roots and then moves its way through the plant all the way to the leaves, etc. And can help prevent diseases for up to 6 weeks. So say you were to put it down now, you could do it a second time and get the entire summer with two applications versus spraying a fungicide multiple times because you had it. So if you have a lot of roses and they've had issues with black spot, those are powdery mildew, those types of things, other insects, the Rose Systemic Drench is perfect for what you're looking to do to help prevent them and protect them. So again, mix it in a watering can and then water the plant in. Obviously from the soil. We don't want to put it over the top. This isn't a leaf drench. This is a soil drench. Gets into the root systems. And you'll hear me say it a number of times, and I've already said it, but translocating through the plant. So basically what that means is it gets into the root system and then moves its way, relocating into the rest of the plant and protecting it. So definitely something to be using. I like the Rose RX Systemic Drench from Bonide. That's 6 weeks of lasting in there. Works really well because it'll take care of insects and diseases. You know, you might be saying, well, why not the Tree and Shrub from Bonide? Well, the Tree and Shrub is more for, you know, insects like that. This Rose Systemic Drench has the insects and disease control on it, so it's a twofer. So that's why I like using it on the roses. A lot of these drenches, you know, the majority of these drenches for the soil are not organic. They're synthetic. So you'd have to look into it to see what else you can do. If you want to go the organic way with your roses, if it's diseases you're worried about, copper fungicide again, or insecticide, or Revitalize from Bonide. It's another version of the copper fungicide, a little bit more to it. If you're worried about insects, you can be using, you know, all seasons oil. You can be using neem oil. Neem has some disease control aspects to it. The neem can kill the insects plus some disease control. But remember, it only lasts about 7 to 10 days. It doesn't have a very long residual. So up to you on how you want to protect your plants, organic or synthetic. I like to go organic when it comes to the vegetable garden to help, you know, not worry about what's coming through there. But then when it comes to the shrubs and trees, you know, sometimes synthetic is the way to go. But that's up to you. It's your lawn, your garden, and the way you want to do it. So that is all up to you. But there are many options out there, organic or synthetic. So if you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 45 minutes about left in the show. So we have some time to answer some of your questions. So give us a call and we'll definitely do what we can to help you out. Give you that number one more time here. 855-660-4261. And if you don't give us a call today, that's fine. Give us a call next week or the week after. We'll be here every Sunday from 6 to 10. Or you can listen to us live on our webpage at paulparent.com.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end, but body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a suggestion for the people whose dogs were undoing their new lawn, and
sure,
that is to set aside an area. You might have to do a little bit of retraining. That's just bark mulch, an area of bark mulch. And you just, when you take them out there, you load them up with the treats for doing their business there. And it's very easy to clean up and top off with bark mulch whenever you need to.
That's a good idea. Definitely could be worth that old saying of you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I think that's a lie there.
Motivator.
Yeah. So I definitely, that's a good option, for it. I do appreciate that.
No, my other question is, I have some young peach trees that have set peaches for the first time, and I'm wondering, they were fed Morlorgonite early in the spring, but is there something else I should be feeding them?
So you could be using like a tree tone from Espoma. That would be fine to do to add to the soil. The Morlorgonite's going to have, you know, only so much that it does.
Right.
I think like a, you know, tree tone, or you could even use a garden tone. You could, you know, there, you could use a number of different of the tones, and it would still be fine to work for your peach trees.
Okay, great.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Have a great one.
You too.
Thanks.
Stay dry.
I'll try. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Allie is in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Allie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I was having a problem with, I have a purple plum tree. It's about a year old now.
Okay.
And it doesn't want to bloom. All my other trees are blooming, but this one isn't. It, like, starts to bloom, and then the leaves dry out.
Okay. Now, are you noticing...
We have given them... We went to the... to a tree shop or wherever we got the tree, and they had told us to give it, like potassium or something like that, so we gave it that, but it's still not blooming.
Okay. So are you noticing anything on the leaves, any, you know, any black on the branches or anything along those lines?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's like a dark purple on the branches, but, and it's, and you can tell it's like wanting to bloom because you can see the little buds. But then when it does bloom, the leaves just dry out.
Okay. Now, on the plant itself, it you know, when the leaves themselves, how are those doing? Those stay fine, no problems, or do those curl up too?
They curl up, and then they end up turning yellow.
Okay. So... It does seem like there is a little bit of an issue when it comes to some of the fertilization, the fertilizer going into it. I'd look at using something more along the lines of like something with a heavy phosphorus. So that middle number, what that middle number does is that middle number will help push some of that growth, but it will also help push the blossoms long term. Now, the thing is I don't think you're going to get the blossoms this year. I think we got to work towards next year at this point. But fertilizing is definitely going to help the plant be stronger, longer term. Okay? So using, I would use something like a super phosphate or a triple phosphate. Something where the number in the middle is like a 0.18.0 or a 0.44.0.
Okay.
Okay, that number, it's not just for the flowers. It helps the root system. It helps develop the root system in a way where it's going to allow it to get more food easier, get those roots bigger, which will push more blossoms later. I would look to see if there's any insects in any of the leaves, if they're curling up, seeing if there's any like leaf curl type insects in there. Could be thrips. It could be aphids that sometimes do it. But take a look a little bit in, like, the crotches of the plant, so where the branches break out, and see if there's any insects in there. And if there is, then you can spray with, like, an all-seasons-type oil, like a mineral oil, and be okay. I have to hit a break. If you have some more questions, hang tight for me. I'll be right back.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office says the suspect in this week's mass shooting at a light rail yard in San Jose had a dozen guns and 20,000 rounds of ammunition at his home. According to police, he set his home on fire as he left for the shooting. On the morning, he opened fire at the San Jose Light Rail Yard, where he worked for 9 years. Sam Cassidy was scheduled to have a disciplinary hearing. Some of his co-workers had filed complaints that he had made racist comments. He also bragged in a threatening way to his co-workers about having firearms. Early on Wednesday morning, the 57-year-old showed up during a shift change heavily armed. They say he targeted certain people at the facility. He then turned the gun on himself. Investigators are still looking for a motive.
This is USA Radio News. Thousands of residents have evacuated from the Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern city of Goma under threat from another eruption of Mount Nyiragongo volcano. The Congolese government has ordered up to 400,000 people to evacuate from the capital of North Kivu province. The volcano erupted a week ago. That eruption, which happened on May 22nd, killed over 30 people, and the Goma Volcanic Observatory is warning that there's a risk of a new eruption. After a 4.9 magnitude earthquake in the wake of the first eruption, geologists now believe that Nyiragongo may vent again. The volcanic eruption and earthquake have threatened an already vulnerable population in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. 33% of the population is severely food insecure. The Nyiragongo volcano is one of the largest in the world. Last week's eruption was the last large one since a 2002 eruption killed 250 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And right before the break, we were talking with Allie in regards to our purple plum that was not flowering. It sounded right at the end there that you had another question or a follow-up question, so I wanted to see what else we could do to help you out. Oh, I'm sorry. So she did drop... it sounded like it, but you know, definitely with something along the lines that is not flowering, there is usually a nutrient type deficiency, and that's what it seemed like. So definitely worth looking at fertilization program and seeing what you can do to help it out. We do have a couple more calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Ray is in New London.
Ray, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for your Memorial Day reminder of the purpose.
Thank you.
And a while back, somebody called about problematic parsnips. So I have that issue with the germination, and I have pretty much a whole bale of seed starter.
Yep.
So I was wondering... Do you think I should trench and fill the trench with the seed starter and go that route with the parsnips?
Now, what seems to be the problem? They just never germinate for you?
Yeah. I've had maybe 2 out of 10 years of great crops, and the rest of the time, very, very little germination.
Okay.
And I think the same way. I mean, I don't think I'm planting too deep. I think it's too, you know, my soil. Too clay. So where I have, you know, that a huge amount of seed starter, I think it's worthy.
You know, it's the biggest thing on all of it is keeping the parsnip moist until the seedling starts to grow. So with that seed starting mix, right, what I would do is I would think about using it, right? Because the seed starter mix, once it's wet, holds a little bit more moisture for you. So what you could do is soak that seed starter first.
Yep.
Get it nice, soaked, and ready to be used in the garden, right? get the garden all fixed up, get it ready, and put that seed starter mix in between it as you're starting the parsnip. That'll hold some more moisture in it, but what it'll also do is give it a nice base to start with. So I do think it could help you. Honestly, I think it might be, it's a good idea to use. So basically, the biggest thing that happens with parsnip, and one of the reasons why they don't grow, is because they need to stay moist. And so, maybe that's going to help it. Maybe what I'd also look at doing is maybe adding something like soil moist to the soil around it, because that soil moist will help keep moisture in the soil as well. Especially when you're trying to grow them. Like I said, they can take up to like 3 weeks to really push some growth, but they need it to be moist, and that's the biggest thing.
So, okay, yes, using it, but do you think, I was thinking put it in a trench and put that in as the base layer. What are you saying? No, maybe just cover with it?
Or no, I think it would be great to use it as both, commingle it, have it so it covers underneath and below, because, like I said, I think the with soil, seed starting soil, it's meant to keep your soil moist.
Yeah.
Right. That's the most of the reasons behind it. So I think that's why I would use it there to help keep the soil moist that you're looking for.
Another thought, I thought it would easily identify that row too because they're so slow.
and again, I might even look at, like I said, adding some soil moist to the area to hold some of that moisture in there. Especially, we're getting this rain right now, but the temperatures towards the end of the week into next week are going to get hot again. Right. So the soil is going to dry out quickly. And so it's defeating the purpose of everything that we're talking about trying to do. So that's why I would say, add some soil moist to it to really help it with its process to keep it moist.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too, Ray. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do a few calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jeff is in West Yarmouth.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good. Thank you. Good morning, Patrick. I have two questions, two issues. I have a magnolia tree, a salsa magnolia, that I need to do a little pruning on to train a leader in the center of the tree. It's starting to sprawl.
Okay.
I just want to know the best fertilizer to use for that. I have Plantone and Hollytone, and which is best for that. And I also, a neighbor gave me two cuttings of fig trees, one a brown turkey fig and the other a paradiso. I got a lot of static here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're just breaking up a little bit here.
I got so I want to pot them up with compost and little peat moss in the gallon pot.
Okay.
Your response on the radio.
Yeah, it sounds good. I appreciate it. With the magnolia, you can use either the plant. You could use either. I'd say Plantone might be the best for what you're looking to do. That way, it can just get in there. The thing is with Plantone or Hollytone, the major difference is just the acidity that it creates. So I think you're going to be fine either way. But Plantone would be the one that I would go to. Now, as far as the fig tree, the cuttings, I would definitely look at doing a couple things using like a rooting powder, because it sounds like there was a cutting used. Getting some of that rooting powder, getting it into some soil, maybe a seed starting mix where it's a little bit lighter, and then get it into a bigger pot after that to get and then add some compost, those types of things, because it's just getting started. It's not going to be able to absorb as much of those nutrients right from the beginning. It's trying to absorb some of, it's trying to just create a root system. So I would look for you to use something like a root hormone to get it started. And then from there, once you've gotten it, the root system is going, I would look at using, compost, adding compost to those levels, that type of thing. So hopefully that helps out for you. It can take a little bit of time for that fig tree to really set its root system. So you want to, the best way to tell if the root system is developed is just pull a little bit on the branch itself and see if it has like some pullback to it into the soil. That means roots are starting to develop. Once roots have started to develop, then you can start using like a liquid fertilizer to help push it along. You can then add some of those compost because now it's starting to be able to absorb some of the nutrients in the soil. So it just takes a little bit of time for it to really get there. So the compost at the beginning isn't always necessary right away. Now, hopefully, like I said, hopefully that helps. And hopefully you can enjoy your weekend. So we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Cindy is in Massachusetts.
Cindy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Basically, I thought I had a structured garden out back, but the 2 years that I didn't have a garden, this last summer and whatnot, apparently the landlord dug up my garden and put the lawn back. And I just found out that about a week ago, week and a half ago. And it's like, oh my word, I have to dig up the grass again to put the garden in. But this time I'm not going to be foolish enough because they had put the drainage pipe from the roof down into my garden when I had already planted my garden. This time I'm going to move it slightly away from that because I had to build up the grass in order for it not to flood the garden.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to try and pull that away. I mean, it's not, it's not necessarily the worst thing for water to be coming to the garden, but at the same time, you don't want too much to be sitting there. Those open up the doors for, fungus, those types of things. So, do what you can to kind of divert it into other areas to be helpful for the that garden.
And then the fact is that I probably, with all this rain, I'll find out where the deep gullies are of my area so that I can choose the area I should dig up. Because basically what I ran into when I was expanding my garden was clay. And when I came across that, it's like clay foundation, which the establishment is built on, but I didn't know that, 30 years ago, military and all that stuff. But anyways, what it is that when I found where I was hitting the clay, that's when I stopped digging up any more grass, but then started putting potting soil on to kind of build up for that, and I didn't know, and mixing Miracle-Gro in there and stuff like that. Should I do the same thing when I'm starting it this time, since they already put it down to grass to build up the area I'm going to plant in, and then fertilize it and stuff like that before I start planting, or just plant and then gradually fertilize?
Well, so I would definitely, if you're going to be putting in there, mixing some of the nice compost, some nice soil, that type of thing is definitely going to be helpful. I wouldn't put like a Miracle-Gro fertilizer in the soil. I would look more at like maybe using like a Garden Tone from Espoma mixing that into the soil to start, and then get planting with it. And from, you know, with when you put your plants in, using something along the lines of Biotone Starter to help build up that root system from the beginning, get those microorganisms into the soil to really help the root development, which will long-term develop your plants to be stronger and better.
So you know, that, say a starting plant thing at the garden center, Hadley, they should know what that is?
Yes. Yes, they should. Definitely will.
Okay. Okay, so mix that with the soil and then plant the plants.
Yes, and then, you know, using some of that Biotone to help with the starting of the plants, I think will definitely be beneficial for your plants in the garden there.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, well, thank you, dear.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. All right,
we're going to take a break here. We'll come back to wrap up the show. So hang tight with us. We'll be back in a few moments.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide full sun or shade, dense shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect launch started this weekend.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Got about 5 minutes left in the show today. And we're going to wrap it up with one call here. So Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy is in Linfield.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a 20-year-old dogwood that's in the front of my house. It's actually north-facing. It barely blooms, and I can't figure out why. I've been trying to fertilize the trees spring and fall. It has a very large, almost arborvitae bush next to it that's doing well. It's got some roadies around it that is doing well, but this just won't bloom.
Okay. Now, what have you used to fertilize it?
I did tree spikes for a while, and I think this year I did plant tone.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I did plant tone or holly tone, one of them.
Okay. Either one would be fine. Now, what I'd like to see, you know, being done is that holly tone or tree tone is definitely helpful to get into the soil, to get to the root system, to help it develop. Next spring, when the ground thaws out and it starts to, you know, warm up a little bit, I'd like to see you use like a super phosphate into the soil to help push the root development but help flowering for the long-term effects of it. Now, you said there's some shrubs around it. Are they like right close to it?
Fairly close. I would have to say that arborvitae shrub is huge, and it's encroaching into.
So it's So if that, if part of it is getting shaded out by an arborvitae or not getting enough light, et cetera, that could be part of it.
No, I don't think that's it. It's a small, it's an arborvitae shrub, so it's only about 3 or 4 feet. The question that I have is, the house is on the backside.
Yep.
The driveway is not, it might be about 5 or 6 feet away, and then there's a walkway. I wonder, my husband doesn't seem to think that that's the problem, but I wonder if it's just encroached on all sides by barriers.
Well, so that could be part of it, to be honest with you, having compact soils around it, because you have a foundation, then you have a driveway, and both areas are very compact around it. Roots can't get into it and develop as with ease. So it might take a little bit more for the moisture to hit some of the roots. The dogwoods tend to have more of a shallow root system. When I say shallow, I don't mean they have it means they don't have like a taproot, something that goes very deep into the soil. So what I'd look for you to do on this is, it's established, I understand, but I want you to start watering it again, but I want you to use a hose and put it on a trickle. And so it's barely coming out there, but leave it on the plant for about half hour, 45 minutes, and do this every few days. Reason being is the trickle effect slowly waters it. It's stressed out from the compaction around it as well. You can also use what likes to use is a product called Protolizer from Natural Alternative. That's going to work with the tree tone or holly tone, whichever one you used, to get some of those nutrients back to the tree to help rejuvenate it a little bit. And you can use it multiple times during the season. You can use it now, like every 2 weeks, to give it some nutrients back to help get those nutrients released. And then from there, once a month, and I bet you're going to see a lot of change in that dogwood going forward.
So Protolizer?
Yep, Protolizer is from Natural Alternative. They can go right on their website at naturalalternative.com.
Okay, along with the superphosphate next
yeah,
spring?
Yeah, in the spring. That's definitely going to help with the development of roots and development of flowers going forward.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Very good. If you have time for one quick question.
Make it real quick because I'm going to hit the end.
I have a row of limelight hydrangeas. Is it too late to put some holly tone or plant tone on it?
Nope, still time, and you could use 10-10-10 if you wanted to on those.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Nancy, have a great one.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap us up today. As I've said multiple times, remember those who have died protecting our freedoms on this Memorial Day. Enjoy it, but still remember. All right, guys, have a good week. Be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. Finally, happy birthday, Maloof. Hopefully you're listening. I'll talk to you guys next week. We'll see you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.